So, beginning by standing, body relaxed, allowing your arms to hang gently alongside the body, knees just slightly bent so they're not locking, beginning to notice the natural flow and rhythm of the breath, especially at the belly, breathing through the nostrils, feeling the breath enter the body and exit, noticing the natural expansion and contraction here. And throughout this session, remembering to keep in constant contact with the breath, even as you're paying attention to other parts of the body and to the body as a whole. So as you're ready now, on an in-breath, stretching the arms out to the sides and up towards the ceiling, elbows straight, locking both thumbs when they reach the top, and just stretching up as high as you can go as you breathe, staying on the flats of your feet and continuing to breathe as you stretch, noticing the stretch through the elbows, armpits, rib cage, pelvis, anywhere else you might be feeling it, all the way up from the toes to the top of the head, breathing, stretching. Now as you're ready, unlocking the thumbs, and very, very slowly lowering the arms back down, palms towards the earth, arms out towards the side as they move back down slowly, as if moving through water. You might sense the aliveness of the arms, tingling, energy, maybe some muscle fatigue. Just notice. And when they finally reach your sides, just allowing them to dangle here, relaxed. Notice what's new. What feels different in the body from just the simple stretch? Now again, taking a deep breath in. This time stretching just the right arm up towards the ceiling, as if you're trying to pick a cluster of grapes that are just out of reach, or something high up in a cupboard that you really want. And if you like, you can lift the left heel at the same time, reaching, stretching, breathing, feeling what's being stretched, reaching, and then slowly lowering the right arm and the left heel. And then on an in-breath now, raising the left arm and the right heel. Again, trying to reach something you want just out of reach. Feeling the stretch coming right up out of the left leg, left hip. Stretching, reaching. Remembering to breathe. And then slowly, slowly allowing the arm and the heel to come back down. And again, when they do, just breathing here, noticing what might be different now in the body from that simple stretch. Breathing and noticing. Now taking a deep breath in, stretching the arms up to the sides, palms facing one another this time. And when they reach the top, bending over to the right side, keeping the head between the arms, just breathing as you hang over the right hip. You can allow the head to tilt in that direction too, if it feels good to stretch the neck. Just breathing, exploring your limits here as you explore the sensations in this particular bend. You might even notice that the tummy muscles are working to help the stretch. Now on an inhale, bringing the arms back up towards the ceiling, stretching up high. And then slowly leaning over now, left side. And again, you can allow the head to tilt too if that feels good for the neck. Just breathing here, exploring your limits, not going past your limits. And as you're ready, now coming back up straight, stretching up one last time, really high. And then slowly, slowly lowering the arms back down to the sides. And again, just letting go, relaxing, bringing your attention to the breath and to whatever feels new now in the body. Just notice and breathe. Now we'll begin the shoulder rolls, allowing the arms to be passive, relaxed as we move the shoulders. So to begin, raising the shoulders up towards the ears as far as they'll go. And then squeezing them together in front of the chest. And then letting them drop down towards the floor. And then squeezing them together gently in the back, trying to touch the shoulder blades together. And then again to the beginning, raising the shoulders up towards the ears, squeezing them in front of the chest, letting them drop down towards the floor. And then squeezing them together gently in the back, trying to touch the shoulder blades together. So at your own pace now, continuing to roll your shoulders this way, front to back as you breathe. You might even try rolling through the first half on an in-breath and rolling through the second half on an out-breath. Remembering to breathe, going at your own pace. Now slowly coming back to center. And as you're ready, rolling the shoulders now in the opposite direction. Raising the shoulders up towards the ears as far as they'll go. Squeezing them together gently in the back, trying to touch the shoulder blades together. Letting them drop down towards the floor. And then squeezing them together gently in front of the chest. Now continuing to roll the shoulders in this direction now, using the breath to guide you, going at your own pace and rhythm. Now as you're ready, just coming back to center, to stillness, standing, breathing, feeling the sensations of what you've just done, noticing what's new in the area of the shoulders and upper back. Now as you're ready, loosening up the neck muscles, we'll do some gentle head rolls. So taking a deep breath in, and exhaling, lowering the chin to the chest, feeling the stretch in the back of the neck, just letting the head hang gently. And then as you're ready, moving the head slowly, gently, so that the left ear is over the left shoulder, letting the shoulder drop down, feeling the stretch in the right side of the neck, and just breathing. And then as you're ready, rolling the head gently back towards the center of the back, feeling the stretch at the front of the throat. And if you'd like, stretching the lower teeth forward a bit like a bulldog for an even deeper stretch. And then gently rolling the right ear to the right shoulder, letting that shoulder drop down, feeling the stretch in the left side of the neck. Finally, rolling the head forward now so the chin is again leaning down towards the chest. And then at your own pace, begin rolling the head now in this direction. Maybe breathing in for the first half, out for the second half, in a big, slow, circular movement. So now as you're ready, reversing the direction of the roll, going in the opposite direction, maybe breathing in for the first half and out for the second. Now as you're ready, lifting the head back into its normal position, coming back to standing, aware of your feet making contact with the floor, relaxing the body, taking some time to just notice what's new now in the neck and shoulders. Now we'll be doing a balancing pose. So opening the eyes gently, finding a place about 6 feet in front of you and down that will be your place of focus for the eyes. And to begin, slowly shifting your weight into the left foot. And as you do, raising both arms out to the side so they're parallel to the floor. And then beginning to raise the right leg out to the side, just as high as it will go. So staying here, balancing, breathing, using your place of focus to help you balance. And if you lose your balance or need to put the right foot down, no worries. Just do your best and breathe. Maybe bringing the right leg up a little higher. And then as you're ready, slowly allowing the leg and arms to come back down. And then closing the eyes for a moment, reconnecting to the breath, noticing if one side of the body feels different, just notice. And as you're ready, raising both arms out to the side again, shifting the weight over now to the right side, and raising the left leg, letting all the weight be taken by the right leg. So just raising the left leg as far as you can, holding it here and breathing. Again, using the focus of your eyes on a spot to help you concentrate. Maybe raising the leg up a little higher, stretching the arms. And when you're ready, slowly letting the leg and the arms come back down. And again, just coming to rest here, breathing, noticing what's new now. Maybe noticing if both sides of the body feel balanced. Maybe noticing the breath if it's deepened, the heart and the heartbeat, maybe the warmth of the body. Now breathing in, placing your hands on your hip, keeping the hip straight with your hands, and very gently twisting to the right just from the waist, looking over your right shoulder, behind you as far as you can, eyes stretching to the right, keeping the hips facing forward, turning the head, chest, neck, eyes to the right, and breathing. Maybe getting a little deeper into the stretch with each exhale, using your hands to move the hips straight. Now coming back to center, taking a deep breath in, deep breath out, and as you're ready, twisting now to the left, looking over the left shoulder, moving even the eyes to the left, and breathing, maybe getting a little more into the stretch with each exhale. And as you're ready, slowly coming back to center and breathing. Now keeping your hands on your hips, we're going to turn the whole body now to the right, starting from the ankles. So you're turning everything except the feet as far as you can to the right, like you're squeezing out a sponge. Moving the eyes to the right as well, just going as far as you can and breathing, aware of your limits. And then as you're ready, slowly coming back to center, and then turning from the ankles all the way to the left now, even the eyes, twisting the whole body. Breathing, aware of the body twisting. And as you're ready now, slowly coming back to center, dropping the arms, and again, just breathing and noticing what's new. Now as you're ready, letting the knees be relaxed and unlocked, taking a deep breath in and stretching the arms up over the head, palms facing one another. On an exhale, just bending from the waist now and slowly letting the body fold down towards the ground, legs bent or not, until your head is hanging down towards the floor, as well as the arms. If you need, you can rest the arms on the thighs, let them fall towards the floor, or even reach the floor if that's possible. You're just allowing yourself to rest in this position and breathe. Each time you breathe in, feel the in-breath expand against the rib cage and stretch the back a little. And as you breathe out, surrender to the gravity, letting the muscles lengthen and relax as your head sinks a little deeper, further down towards the knees, towards the floor. And now slowly rolling the whole body and spine back up to standing, like you're stacking the spine back up to straight, vertebrae by vertebrae, the head coming up last. And when you finally reach standing, again relaxing and breathing, noticing the body now, how it felt to go upside down, sensing the breath, heartbeat, and any aliveness or sensations now in the body. Now taking a deep breath in, raising the arms up now over your head, and then folding slowly back down again, letting yourself rest here again for a moment. Head towards the floor in this position and breathing. And as you're ready now, taking hold of the left ankle or placing your left hand right above your left knee, stretching the right arm out in front of you until it's parallel with the floor, like you're reaching out to shake someone's hand. See if you can just hold it here, straightening the back as much as you can and breathing, trying not to hold your breath. You might notice sensations of fatigue in the muscles as you continue. And see if you can just allow and be with the physical sensations without judging or wanting it to be any different. Now slowly lowering the arm, coming back down to hang over the legs. And as you're ready, taking hold now of the right ankle, or placing your right hand right above the right knee, stretching the left arm up now until it's parallel with the floor, and remembering to breathe, just being really curious about what's happening here in the body, maybe what's happening in the mind, the thoughts that are coming through without pushing them away or judging. And as you're ready, now slowly letting the arm come down, hanging over the body again and breathing. And then slowly rolling back up, stacking the spine until the head is the last thing to arrive. And when you've finally arrived at standing, taking a moment again to just relax and rest here, noticing what's new now in the body, noticing heat, maybe moisture tingling, noticing the heartbeat, noticing the breath. And now making sure your feet are about hip width apart, taking a deep breath in, stretching both arms out in front of you, parallel to the floor, palms facing down. And now imagine that you're going to sit down on an imaginary chair behind you, so bending your knees, just coming down as far as you can into a sitting position, arms parallel to the floor, with the head and back straight. Do this until you've reached a point where you need to stop and just stay and breathe. Remember, if you're feeling any pain, you might want to back off. And if not, you might see if you can drop down just a little bit lower. Watching your thoughts around this, staying at your limit, wherever it may be, and breathing. Maybe a little lower. Now coming back up slowly to standing. And if you like, shaking your arms out a bit. And then taking a deep breath in and just completely let it go, let it all out. Letting out all the tension and fatigue that's been built up from doing that pose. Just leave with the out-breath. You might do this a couple of times. And then just relax and breathe normally and notice what's new. So now we'll prepare for the tree pose. So you can open your eyes for balance, discovering again that place of focus in front of you that will help with concentration. And as you're ready, taking a deep breath in, pouring all your weight into the left foot, noticing how the right foot becomes lighter, and then lifting the right foot out to the side, drawing it up as high as you can manage to the inside of your left leg. Wherever it lands is fine, just not on the actual knee. If you need to leave your right foot on the floor to balance, that's fine too. And now, as best as you can, bringing the palms together in a clasping position in front of your chest, pointer fingers pressed together. And as you're ready, stretching the arms up over your head, clasping the fingers together, pressing the upper arms against your ears, and balancing. Breathing deeply into the abdomen, and just balancing here. If you lose your balance, it's completely normal, part of the practice. And breathe. Now, as you're ready, slowly letting the arms and then the leg come down at the same time, making a three-point landing. Coming back to stand on both feet and closing the eyes and breathing. You might notice that one side of the body might feel different now than the other. And as you're ready, opening the eyes again, allowing the weight now to shift to the right foot, sensing as you do how the left foot becomes lighter. And as you're ready, lifting that left foot out and placing it on the inside of the right leg, wherever it lands, remembering to avoid the knee. And then as you feel stable, clasping the hands together and stretching them up over the head, pressing the upper arms against your head as you breathe from the belly. Focusing again on the place in front of you that's helping you to balance. Maybe stretching up a little higher. And then slowly letting the arms and then the leg come down, making that three-point landing. And allowing your eyes to close again, centering your awareness on your breath, sensing what's new in the body, and maybe noticing and enjoying what it feels like to balance on both feet. So as you're ready now, beginning to come down to the floor for the seated postures. begin by bringing the soles of the feet together, slowly drawing the heels in toward the pelvis as you sit up straight. Be careful not to yank or pull on your feet. And then just gently bouncing the knees to loosen things up a bit, like you're flapping your wings, breathing into the belly. And if it feels good to you, you can slowly start to lean forward now over the legs and just letting the head hang and breathing. Now as you're ready, rolling back up to seated, stretching the left leg out in front of you, letting the right foot move to the inside of the left thigh, just up as far toward the pelvis as it will go. Sitting up straight, taking a deep breath in as you raise your arms up over your head, locking your thumbs together. Breathing gently in and stretching now, slowly lowering the head between the arms, just hanging wherever you wind up. If you like, you can take hold of the leg with the hands and just gently encourage the forehead to come down even further towards the knee, between the arms. With each out-breath, bending down a little further, relaxing a little more into the stretch itself, feeling the muscles in the back of the body, behind the knee, hamstrings, muscles in the back of the leg and in your back and neck, just lengthening as you allow them to relax and let go. You might notice if you're using any muscles in the body that aren't necessary right now. Are your shoulders relaxed? Face? Jaw? Just notice. And as you're ready on an in-breath, raising up again, arms coming back up over the head, so you're sitting up straight again, stretching up and breathing, and slowly lowering the hands and switching sides. So stretching the right leg out now in front of you, letting the left foot move to the inside of the right thigh. And sitting up straight, taking a deep breath in as you raise your arms up over your head, locking the thumbs together, breathing gently in, stretching and slowly lowering the head between the arms and just hanging wherever you wind up. Again, if you like, you can take hold of the leg with the hands and gently encourage the forehead to come down even further towards the knee, between the arms, with each out-breath. And now as you're ready on an in-breath, raising up again, arms back up over the head, so that you're sitting up straight, stretching up and breathing. And then slowly letting the arms come back down. And as you do, bringing both legs out in front of you now. And once again, raising the arms up overhead. And slowly coming down, stretching over your legs, letting your hands land wherever they'd like, on the floor, or reaching further down the leg, just as far as you feel comfortable, letting the head hang and breathing. As you breathe out, getting a little further into the stretch, you might imagine all the tension from the day pouring right out of the bottom of your feet. Breathing in, imagining new energy, breathing out, letting it go, and sinking further down. Now on an inhale, rolling back up to a seated posture, maybe shaking both legs out a bit as you support yourself with your arms behind the back. And as you're ready, lying down now onto the back, hands alongside the body, but not touching the body, palms open to the ceiling if that's comfortable, feet falling away from one another. Just breathing here, really letting go now. Becoming aware of your belly as it expands on the in-breath and deflates on the out-breath. Becoming aware of your body as a whole as you lie here. Aware of whatever thoughts might be moving through the mind, any sounds, sensations, the flux of feelings in the body. So just lying here for a moment in the state of moment-to-moment awareness as you relax into each breath and as your body sinks into the floor on each out-breath. Letting go. So now we're going to do the half bridge pose to reverse the stretch in the back. And if this doesn't feel right to you, please feel free to continue to relax on the back. If it's okay, start by bending both knees so the feet are flat on the floor about hip width apart, taking hold of the ankles with the hands if you can reach them, or you can just keep your hands on either side of the body. And as you're ready, slowly lifting the pelvis up off the floor so that you come to rest on the soles of your feet and upper back, shoulder blades, back of the neck and head. Pushing your feet into the floor and just resting in this position with the pelvis up as high as it will go comfortably. Breathing, noticing your belly expanding each time you breathe in and falling back each time you breathe out. Allowing your face, jaw, and arms to relax. And then as you're ready, slowly, slowly lowering the pelvis back to the floor, stretching back out on your back, arms alongside the body, and just breathing here for a moment. And now drawing both knees up towards the chest now, wrapping your arms around the shins and just squeezing the knees towards the chest as you rock a little from side to side. And then gradually stretching out onto the back once again for our final pose, the resting pose. And so again, allowing the arms to be alongside the body, palms up, feet falling away from you, and completely letting go here, relaxing, sinking into the floor as your muscles release, bringing your attention once again to the belly, watching the breath as it flows in and out. So just staying in touch with your body here, noticing yourself as a whole. noticing the effects of this practice on the body. Remembering that you can use this mindful movement throughout your week to help relax both your body and your mind. It will help you to become more calm, flexible, and balanced.